Hey everybody, this is Karen Elizabeth of KarenElizabeth.com, and today happens to be Sunday. Today is actually, in America, it's actually Super Bowl Sunday. And so I thought I would just make a little recording about my thoughts and just some things about what I feel about Sundays, but also about this special Sunday. Because in America, the idea of being on a winning team or rooting for a winning team, you know, or just being part of it, feeling like you are in the community of these, you know, fantastic football games and teams. You know, I am, being a woman, I don't really align myself too much with football, other than this, that I appreciate the idea of the team. And I think it's awesome that we like to, you know, be part of that kind of community. We know what it takes for football players to go from, you know, childhood dreams of being on a football team, of being a pro. We know what it takes for them month after month and year after year in belief that they can do it. We also know that there are some that come alongside of them and assist them to get there. And then we know that there are those who they just get that break. Someone happens to see them and you wonder how that happened. But the idea of, you know, being on a winning team or just playing in the pro ball is a very big accomplishment. There are some of us who align ourselves with the idea of football. Some of you guys who have played football, I don't know if there'd be any women here that had played football, because I know sometimes that happens in certain schools where the girls can play as well. But the idea of the team and the idea of the game, the idea of there being coaches and there being, you know, practices regularly, this all says something. You have those who play ball, and then you have those who watch others play. And so I just wanted to address both sides. I think that both sides are equally important. Some of us who play ball and who really win, who really get to the pros, you know, in the pros, of course, you have your time that you play, and then you get to the point where, you know, you get beyond your football years. You get beyond that and your season is basically over there. But of course, you know, if you have developed your skills as a pro player, there's always someone in place that, you know, can say, hey, listen, you know, you may not be able to play, but you can do this or you can do that. And there's always another game plan, another option. So there's something to say about that. And then you have those that are on the sidelines that have either played but never made it to the pros, or played and really didn't want to make it to the pros. They didn't have their goals. Or those who didn't play and watched. And then you have those who wanted to play but didn't feel the confidence to do it. You know, you have these different levels. This just all tells us something about people and about desire. And I know for myself, as a woman, of course, I couldn't play football into that degree, nor would I want to play football. But I was a cheerleader. And from 5th grade to 12th grade, I was a cheerleader. And I loved it. I loved cheering the guys on. I loved creating the cheers. I loved being part of the team, the cheerleading team. And thus, I was really part of that football team. But I also, you know, did cheerleaded for a basketball as well. So it was basically in my school. It was a small school, so we had football and basketball. And baseball, they didn't have cheerleaders for. And I wonder why. That's interesting, isn't it? How they have football and basketball cheerleaders, but they don't have baseball cheerleaders. And I don't think they have soccer cheerleaders either, do they? anyway, the point is that for me, I wanted to be engaged and a part of a winning team, but I could only do it to a certain degree. And cheerleading, to me, was the place to be to do that. Now, I had reasons for doing it, and that's what I want to explore. That my reasons for being a cheerleader were that inside of me, I liked helping and encouraging others. And so it just says something about me. And I liked being part of the team. I also liked being a good cheerleader. And I tried to be the best cheerleader. And I felt that I was. But just because I was willing to do things that the other girls weren't, nor desired, I was a risk taker. And I would do like crazy moves. I've got some pictures. I don't know if they're on Facebook, but I've got some pictures of me, you know, just doing some interesting kind of things with my body. It was able to be flexible. So with that in mind, I'm just sharing this with you because, you know, I want to get back to the point about being on a team, being part of a team. I believe that Super Bowl Sunday is reflective of this, that people desire to cheer others on, to be part of something, even to gamble and you know, try to make money off of the game. And you know, there's just Super Bowl is like a big deal. And so I just, you know, I'm just happy to report that, you know, I appreciate anyone who, you know, likes football and is, you know, enjoys watching the game, enjoys playing the game. And I guess maybe my part in this is that as a cheerleader to you, I just want you to know that whether you are in the game, playing the game, or watching the game, you're equally important in the whole process. Super Bowl Sunday is reflective of everybody in every walk of life, because some watch, some play, some root, some gamble, whatever. And but everybody's part of this, and it's a community. You know, we're part of the United States, the community of the United States, and therefore football has become one of those things that we can come together on, especially at a Super Bowl, come together on and really come together as a community and watch. Now, advertisers are advertising and people are going to be buying. You know, there's a lot of money being made today. And then there are others who don't even think about that. They're just going to go out and buy that, you know, that beer, whatever that is. It's being advertised just because. So there are some people who don't even know what's going on in terms of marketing. But the point is that this is a joint effort. And I guess maybe I just wanted to share this because I'm sitting here without television by myself in my office thinking, well, you know, what is my day going to be like? What am I going to do? How am I part of this? And this is my part. This is the part that I'm playing today. I'm sharing with you because I want to be part of that Super Bowl community. I want to be part of what's going on, even though I'm not in the middle of it. I don't have the guy who is, you know, I'm sitting with watching the game right now without a car. I don't have a vehicle to even go to get to a game. And I don't have people, you know, coming here to take me to the game. So I am here sharing this with you and just wanting you to know that that I appreciate your part that you're playing, whatever part you are playing. I know that there are some people that are listening to this that have played football before, and I want to encourage you and thank you for, you know, just going for it, just playing with your heart and soul. And because you guys know, if you've played sports, you know what it takes to succeed in a sport. You know that you wound your body almost, and you need to toughen it. And this is really, you know, what it comes to, even reflecting now, and what that means to be part of a team, of a business team, you know, something like what I've been doing right now in the companies that I'm part of. And, you know, it takes some dedication. And I just want you to know that I'm here to cheer you guys on also. And to let you know that I know that sometimes it's hard to keep going. Sometimes, you get wounded and you have to sit on the sidelines. Sometimes, you don't know what's going to happen, if the guy's going to hit you. If, in business, I mean, you don't know if you're going to succeed. But the point of that is that, when you're on a team, you just believe. And you don't believe just for yourself. You believe for the whole team. So I'm believing for you guys. I'm believing that you're going to succeed in everything that you set your hand to, whatever business that you're in, whatever endeavor that you're pursuing. There are people in this world who do care about others. They care about their future. They care about where they're at. And nothing can get you down. I want you to know that you can succeed, that nothing really can keep you. It's just a matter of belief. So I want to come alongside of you and believe with you. You are valuable. You're important. You can be on the sidelines rooting others on. You could be part of the game. Do whatever you do, just do it well. Do it to the best of your ability. And I'm here to just root for you and cheer you on to success. Whether you're playing football or whether you're playing the game of marketing online, you're part of a network marketing company, or you're just an individual who is, a mom or, a dad who is working in a regular job. I don't know who will hear these things, but just know that, I'm a human being who has made a choice to say, I'm for you. And so I'm for you today. I'm your cheerleader. And whether you're in football or in business or not in neither, just know that I'm for you and that I'm cheering you on. Go, team, go is my motto. So with that in mind, be blessed today. Happy Sunday, if you're listening to this, if it happens to be on a Sunday. But have an awesome week. And just know that, being part of a community is a great thing. And I would encourage you to be part of a team of people, to get yourself a good coach, and to find yourself a winning team, and to find and surround yourself with cheerleaders. They're out there, and you can draw them to yourself by being the kind of person that others like to be around. And so with that in mind, have a wonderful, wonderful day, and I'll talk to you again.